You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Now, tyres have certainly had their moment in the spotlight this week amid reports that police confiscated some 20,000 plus of them in the run-up to the EFF protest. We don't want to talk about the rights and wrongs of who confiscated what from whom under what circumstances. What we do want to talk about in Life Hacks today is what to do with old tyres. And this is in response to a listener's question who is in this exact predicament. Jenny wrote to me to say, I need to get rid of 5 old tyres. I've called all the recycling companies I could find. None of them want them. I tried the municipal dump. It doesn't want them either. I was wondering if you could ask your listeners what we can do to get rid of tyres responsibly. Well, we will ask the listeners if they've got any experience to share with us, Jenny, and I hope they will. But we'll also get some input from somebody who has a whole lot more expertise in this field. Oscar Filan is the CEO at X-Tyre Global, which is a company that takes waste rubber tyres and upcycles them, turns them into useful objects like rubber mats and pot plants and fittings that can be used in the architectural design. You can't believe what they can do with old rubber tyres. And we'll find out more about that in just a moment. But I've asked Oscar to join us to talk a little bit about this predicament Jenny finds herself in and about the need to responsibly dispose of old tyres. Oscar, it's great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I hope you can hear me clearly.
We can indeed. Thank you. Are you surprised at Jenny's comment that she really struggled to find somewhere to take her old tyres?
Absolutely not surprised, because if you take the legislation, all the old tyres you pay tax on belong to the government. So they should be in the tyre processing phase where they are given to the retailer to get new tyres, and that is supposed to be taken into a system that recycles them.
Supposed to be being the operative words in that sentence, Oscar, that implies that that's not what's happening in practice.
No.
What is happening in practice?
For every new tyre, we pay a tax of 280 per kilogram.
Yep.
So you pay a tax on your tyre, and that tax is supposed to be divided up for collection from the dealers, recycling, and then an upcycling or creating value. And it's just not happening. It was gazetted in 2012, redrafted in 2017, and we recently had discussions with CSIR asking for input on another redraft. In the interim, the probably 20% of our tyres are being collected in the country.
Only 20%. What happens to the other 80%, Oscar?
Well, the police did a wonderful job of cleaning up on Monday. That's our biggest cleanup since 2010. So.
At least they were good for something. Maybe I'll be cheeky. Oscar, I mean, in all seriousness, what happens is they get discarded in ways they shouldn't be. They get dumped into rivers. They get dumped in open fields. They get burned. They get sometimes creatively used for new things. But unfortunately, there's often a very bad environmental impact of not doing it the right way, isn't there?
Yes. Well, let's just, if I may, just run 4 big facts. There's over 4 billion tyres manufactured globally every single year. And that is actually one of the best raw materials to replace plastic, wood, concrete. That's why we're able to make umbrella bases out of it, doormats, gym floors, rubber pallets instead of taking trees and wood and branches. Yeah. So it is actually such a great resource. And I had chatting to your mayor for about 10 or 15 minutes and his delegation. We were invited out to speak on the Innovation Hub. And Cape Town, we hope we'll be able to get going with the processing and upcycling, because it really is a great asset.
I'm just going to put Oscar back to my producer and see if we can try and find a patch of slightly clearer signal. I'm managing to hear him, but not as clearly as I'd like to. And I'm just worried about how a listener in the car, for example, might be experiencing that phone line. So we'll try and get Oscar back on a slightly clear line. I know he is in transit at an airport as he's speaking to us, which always makes these things a bit challenging. But if you are somebody who has observed an ingenious use or reuse or upcycling of old rubber car tyres, and you'd like to tell us what product you own or what you've seen being sold that you thought was a very clever variation, I'd love to hear from you. Either a call to 021-446-0567 or a voice note to 072-567-1567. There is, of course, that very clever, the African sandal, as it's sometimes called, with the old car tyre as the tread at the bottom of the shoe. We've heard stories of new roads being made that use melted down rubber compound from old tyres to make the substrate of the road. I think in the Eastern Cape that has been test driven to a degree, if you'll pardon the pun. We've got Oscar back with us, Oscar from the CEO of X-Tyre Global. Oscar, you were saying, so you've had a conversation with our mayor about hopefully tapping into some clever and ingenious strategies about improving recycling here in Cape Town. Tell us a little bit more about what your company does to upcycle old tyres.
So our company, I've been doing waste tyre recycling for 35 years, upcycling. And we were fortunate enough to be shortlisted the top five global tyre product in the world last year.
Gosh.
Top five recycling methodology of the year before. And we actually had to take our technology offshore. Australia, New Zealand, we have a zoo with the US, Canada, Poland, because the local government has just not assisted us enough.
Sure.
And that's why it was so amazing to be shortlisted in the Innovation Hub. And Cape Town is certainly quite proactive. I'm leaving Cape Town at the airport now, feeling quite warm.
That's great.
Quite excitable. Yes. So one of the biggest problems with the waste tyre, and I don't know if everybody knows this, is that if it's buried, by virtue of its shape, it digs its way out of the ground. That's why it can't go into a landfill. Nowhere in the world does it go into a landfill because it destabilizes the landfill.
Okay.
So it has to be broken down. And then it can go into landfill, but it has to be chipped. So again, that's an amazing resource. A tyre, it's not actually a waste, and we need to put pressure on government to get the collection process going again, because we've already paid for it in our environmental levy.
Yeah. I mean, you've mentioned some of the products. You've mentioned the gym mats. I've mentioned the roads. Often, if you look at a children's play park, that sort of soft landing substrate, I know, can often contain recycled tyres. I mean, there is a lot of ingenuity going into the design, and there are, there's several organisations here in South Africa who are trying to be creative and trying to be part of a solution rather than a problem. But incredibly frustrating to hear a story like our listeners, Jenny, wanting to do the right thing, and Oscar finding that nobody could tell her what that was or how to do the right thing.
And believe it or not, we sometimes have a shortage of tyres.
Really?
So we started getting good inquiries from overseas for our products. And then there's a local company, Promax Paints, that's locally owned.
Yep.
They started investigating putting rubber into roof coatings and rubber into floor coatings. And they eventually bought 80% of the business and have assisted us to go globally.
Okay.
And another spin-off company, is a company Bounce that does playgrounds and rooftops, covering flat roofs in rubber, which gives you insulation and converts it into usable space and keeps the waterproofing safe.
Sure.
So I could use every single tyre in South Africa if we could get it and get process right. And as I said today, I'm a little warm feeling, or yesterday having met the mayor.
I'm really, really encouraged to hear that. In the meantime, though, Oscar, while we wait for hopefully good things to happen between your organisation and our municipality, what should a listener do who is in Jenny's position of having some old tyres that need to be disposed of? Where do they go? Who do they call?
So, as far as I know, it went from a company called Redisa, then it is now the Waste Bureau, and there should be collection points where, for example, I believe where the police took their tyres to, or your local, unfortunately, your local tyre dealer, and you'd probably end up paying again to ask them to take it in and add it to their. But that would be the right thing to do. That's what I would do.
We
only have two really decent recycling plants in South Africa. One is in Atlantis. and one is in Pinetown.
Okay, so one of them is literally on our doorstep in Atlantis and the other in KZN. So you would think it would be a no-brainer that we should be able to get them to the plant in Atlantis with a minimum of fuss here in Cape Town. But apparently that's not as easy as it should be. I hope that that is a picture that will be different the next time we talk, Oscar, based on your meetings here this week. Thanks for making time to speak to us about it.
An absolute pleasure. Thanks for bringing it up. It's our passion and we live it.
All the best to you. Oscar Finan, CEO of X Tyre Global. And if you want to Google them, it's X, the letter X, and then T-Y-R-E for tyre. Doing ingenious things with this product and really useful things. As I said, the potential to be used in roads that are damaged less easily, in children's play parks, in things like athletics tracks and sports fields. Imagine if you could get a kind of a soft rubber substrate laid down instead of a dusty pitch in some of the communities that aren't properly serviced with their sports equipment and facilities. This is a potential solution. They even get used in the sort of the underlayer for carpeting by some companies. So there are all kinds of ingenious uses that have already been created. I mean, the upcycling potential is already there. What is needed now is a regular stream of input that says, rather than dumping, bring it to somebody who can in turn upcycle it, and let's make it easy for you to do that and effective, you know, let's not make it difficult and expensive for somebody to do what is, after all, the right thing to do.